Muon communication technology, manifestation, time and the universe. Second part. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of September 3, 2025. Continuing directly from the first part in my last video. On the other hand, for advanced interstellar races, the universe just is, always was, and will always be, with no beginning and no end, as those depend on the unit and measurement of time, which changes dramatically from subject to subject, from consciousness awareness to consciousness awareness. The concept of eternity, of something that just is with no beginning and no end, escapes the capacity of thinking of most humans, especially of their scientists, who are locked in dogmatic materialism and determinism. As understood by advanced interstellar races who are also very advanced in spirituality, the material universe, the one that astrophysicists on Earth try to study, is a very small, minute part of everything which exists, and it is only what we can see and detect with our biological senses. As the entire universe is astral or in the astral realms, and what we see as stellar objects, suns, planets, galaxies and so on, are just the interpretation we can give to all the energy out there, from our limited biological perception and understanding, but we are far from fully understanding such a vast and complex system, as it simply escapes the mental capacity of even the brightest extraterrestrial scientists, to call them somehow. Returning to coded gravity communication technology, the simple fact that time is only a personal perception and highly variable, while the transmission is nearly instantaneous, creates some issues and interesting effects. These allow us to explore how time, as a perception, can have its duration agreed upon when two or more participants use the system, even while being separated by light years. Each civilization is a contained system that generates its own perception agreements among its citizens, including how time is experienced. In the case of Earth, the system is highly contained, so the perception of time is quite unique there, as it does not get hardly gets any external influence from other contained systems, civilizations, yet it also happens among virtually every planet and civilization. This causes the perception that the duration of time is different from one inhabited planet to another. For example, there is a strong 4.6-to-1 differential between planet Temma and Earth, where, from the point of view of anyone on Earth, time in Temma passes 4.6 times slower. A week on Earth is roughly only 2 days in Temma. Even when being in Temma, the perception of the duration of a solar day is basically the same as it is on Earth. And I must mention that this problem is much worse among other planets, such as Sindriel in Aldebaran. So, when using an instantaneous communication system, the perception of time becomes an issue for the participants, for example, in a voice or video transmission, because from the point of view of someone on Earth, or in a starship orbiting the planet, while talking to someone in Temma, that person will be perceived to move very slowly, and even the words being spoken are so slow that they are sometimes hardly intelligible, while in Temma the person using the system will see the other person as moving and talking extremely fast. This causes users who are far away, light years, to favor full immersion technology instead of simple video and audio messages. An interesting effect occurs while using full immersion technology, which, of course, also relies on coded gravity systems. Full immersion means that both sides agree to meet inside a virtual world, a virtual non-existent reality, to talk in it, or they can also choose to be in full immersion in any of the participants' worlds. In this system, a person who is far away appears as a super high-definition hologram, which is almost as if that person had teleported to that location. And to that real person, the world he, she, or it is in appears as a full immersion virtual reality, and exactly as it is in genuineness on the other side. The amount of computer data to achieve this is astounding, as you can imagine. What this full immersion system achieves is to uniform the perception of time of all the participants, enabling a smooth interaction between them all. But what is interesting is that this is not achieved by any advanced computer feature, as you would first expect. It is achieved directly and only by the natural perception of the participants who logically have a consciousness. With this, we can see that time is an acuity that depends on what each soul with consciousness is perceiving, and when there is an agreement of perception between the participants, time and its duration become more or less the same for everyone. All this with absolutely no computer gimmicks involved. What may be even more interesting is when this phenomenon occurs without using full immersion technology, which acts like a perception filter for the participants, as it isolates the person from the environment that surrounds them, thus facilitating all of them to develop an agreed time-duration perception. This phenomenon sometimes occurs during long and interesting conversations, in simple video, or even audio communications, because both participants are so concentrated in their conversation that even when they are only using audio or audiovisual technology, they also enter a time synchronization phenomenon similar to the one experienced while using full immersion technology. This is because of the concentration trance they are in. All this means that while isolated on Earth, people there cannot empirically experience time as a variable, being that everyone there is synchronized by watches and clocks, while people outside Earth can experience time as a variable simply using coded gravity technology in any of its variants. Knowing empirically that time is a variable that depends on the perception and on the agreements of perception of a soul or souls, is far more than a simple fun fact, as the implications of this are deep and reflect not only onto the concept of how reality is shaped and formed, on the spirituality of a people, but also on their science and full understanding of the universe, as well as clearly seeing how people with a consciousness and a good contact with the greater source are indeed the creators of everything that exists and that will ever exist. Everything is now, and the universe is eternal, and so are we, because we are the universe. No difference. Everything else, however compelling it may be, is just an illusion sprang from our minds. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.